Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
And welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. He's Nick Coit. I'm Scott Cordishy. Patriots Dolphins. We've been talking about that matchup tomorrow, which doesn't appear to be much of one. Antonio Brown, will he play for the Patriots tomorrow? That has been a topic of conversation. We haven't gotten into the Red Sox yet, and you know, since you and I were last on the air, Nick, the firing of Dave Dombrowski, I want to hit that, but why don't you get to some of those texts on the text line?
All right, you mean you don't want to, anybody want to talk about Miami? You don't want to talk about Miami? No. Any questions? No. Any Miami questions? Okay, we're good. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that was any Miami questions? Yeah, no, Bill, we don't want to talk about Miami. Sorry, we don't. Yeah, I know you're playing down there, but it's not going to be much of a matchup.
We're on the Jets.
Yeah. Texter says, have you done as much research on the woman as you have on Brown? Maybe she didn't seem so innocent. And this kind of plays into the next, to how sensational would this story be if this was Philip Dorsett? These civil cash grabs have to be squelched. I think it's mixed on the text line, and it's been mixed, I think, with Patriots fans, you know, whether or not, you know, the sides of the story here with this civil lawsuit and whatnot. To answer this texter's question, would it be, how sensationally, you know, would we take this story if it was, say, Philip Dorsett? I think it would not be to the absolute hysterical level that it's been this week, but it wouldn't be much less. I don't think it would be much less. I think it being Antonio Brown and the quote-unquote celebrity status and big-time name that he has in the NFL, it's obviously blown things. It's a perfect storm of him, the Patriots, who are always talked about, and then a situation like this, it absolutely rises to another level. But if it was another player, I still think it would be much, much talked about, and it would get a lot of attention, especially because it is the Patriots and the attention that it gets here.
I agree with you.
And
as you have correctly pointed out, too, as we look at the text line, there's people that come down on both sides of this,
yep.
And I understand where people are coming from on both sides. There's some people that believe that this is an effort at a money grab by the alleged victim. And then there's others who are siding with the victim and saying, hey, you know, be careful. You cannot just rationalize the thinking of a rape victim, right?
Sure.
So, we don't know what the truth is. Right now, this is a he said, she said situation. That's what, you know, is going to be figured out in court, if it ever gets to court. I still say there's probably a high likelihood that this thing probably gets settled out of court. Would you agree with that?
I think so. And this, I think there was a comparison made, and I don't know all of the facts and all the story or whatever to this, but somebody brought up Derrick Rose in the NBA had a situation like this, and I think it came to light. The story came out, and then I think a few weeks later, I think there were settlements that was reached, and that was that. So it could play out that way for sure. You know, we'll see what happens with the NFL here. I think that text to me, you know, the rationalizing here, you know, I think that was to a point that I made earlier. I think it's just, we're not trying to choose sides. We're just talking about this. You know, we're talking about the case on both sides and, you know, the timing and everything like that. I think this all plays into what this story is and how it has come to light this week and how it has become a national headline. You know, I think that's, we're not trying to rationalize, you know, what she was thinking, you know, or what the accusations are, because they're obviously serious and they should be taken seriously and they should be looked into. You know, we're just talking about, you know, the timing of it too, you know, because I think that does play into things here. You know, the fact that it came to light now and, you know, where he's at in his career and where he's just signed with the team and whatnot. And so, you know, I think all of these things play into, you know, what we're talking about here. But, you know, don't, you know, if something happened here and he did something wrong, then he deserves to be punished, you know, and that's bottom line. We both believe that. And that's that we're not trying to, again, you know, downplay anything here.
We talked about the Dolphins tanking for Tua. This is an interesting text. Running quarterbacks still do not work in the NFL. After everyone figures out their quirks and mannerisms, see Randall Cunningham, Cordell Stewart, now Russell Wilson. You know, I first of all, I think Russell Wilson is probably maybe the best of those guys. I think more recently, look at a guy like Cam Newton. Well, what's happened to Cam Newton? I mean, he's
definitely hurt right now. Something's up with that.
That was a terrible loss at home to Tampa on Thursday night.
Yeah, he's also much more worried about his wardrobe after the games, which makes him look like Mrs. Doubtfire than it does a quarterback. Like, what are you doing, bud? Like, get your head straight and go out there and play quarterback. You know, and go study up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the bigger point, this is where I agree with that texter, is this. I think if you're going to be a great NFL quarterback, you damn well better be a good and an accurate passer first. Okay, yeah. The mobility's nice, but if you can't throw the ball accurately, then you're not going to be, in all likelihood, a great quarterback in the National Football League. I don't care how athletic, how quick, how good of a runner you are. You've got to be an accurate passer of the football.
Oh, totally, totally. I think Bill Belichick has shown that, and some of the guys that he has invested in and invested draft picks in, is the accuracy thing. I think that's guys that are accurate, don't turn the ball over as much, and are successful in the NFL. You know, and I think Texter says here, Russell Wilson is one of the best of those guys. You know, he's got a blah blah blah. He's got a win, 5 Super Bowls. Granted, they should have been back to back, but I don't see him winning another one anytime soon. We'll see. I mean, the Seahawks are sort of on the up and up again, and you add a guy like Jadeveon Clowney to that team. It's interesting. Here's something. Texter says, hey, guys, what happened to the guy that picked the football on Saturday mornings? Jim from Cranston. You're talking about handicapper Steve from his own. I've gotten this question a couple of times.
Yeah.
A couple of times. He's retired now, correct?
He retired at the end of last season.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it for handicapper Steve.
I still talk to Steve regularly, he doesn't give me his picks. Well, if I ask him for his picks, he gives them to me.
Yeah.
He's still pretty damn good, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure.
When he gives me a pick, it's usually a winner.
Well, there was, like I said, there was a lot of people that were asking me about it. You know, I got multiple messages like, hey, what about handicapper Steve? Is he back? I said, I thought he retired. So, yeah, unfortunately, no more Steve, but if you have any questions, text them along. Maybe Scott can get you some inside info on something or something like that,
How about this
one? With the
Captain,
cast.
Captain Bill will not embarrass Brian Flores. Do you believe that, that Bill Belichick will come down here knowing that Miami maybe isn't a great team and he'll lay off the gas pedal maybe midway through or late in the game if the Patriots have a comfortable lead?
Maybe late in the game, but not during the heat of the game when you're trying to win it or pull away. Like, you got to get a lead before that happens. You can only quote unquote not embarrass somebody so much, because if it's too close, what happens in Miami, so it's not like, and it's not going through his, I don't think that goes through his head until it's 42-7. I don't think that goes through Bill's head until it's a big lead and a comfortable enough where he says, all right, Tom, come off the field. Jarrett Stidham is going to finish this game. You take a seat and cool off a little bit. It just doesn't go through his head at that point.
I think I mentioned this last week, but if I didn't, I want to get this out there. Belichick at times has not done well against his assistants first time around when they've become head coaches. McDaniels beat him in their first appearance, in their first meeting when he went to Denver. Matt Patricia and Mike Vrabel both beat him last year with clearly inferior teams in the Lions and the Titans last year. So I'm not saying that's going to happen Sunday. In fact, I'm saying it isn't going to happen Sunday. But there have been times when Belichick has faced some of his former assistants as new head coaches, and it hasn't worked out well for the Patriots.
No, they have the inside knowledge thing. I think there is something to it. But you have to have some, level of talent and or team play on the field. And I don't know. This would be a major upset if the Dolphins were to beat the Patriots tomorrow. It's not going to happen. I just don't see
how about
happening.
This text from the 860 in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Will Stidham play? I believe we will see Stidham
probably
tomorrow at some point in Miami.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, probably. He probably will play. There was a couple of Red Sox / baseball texts in here. One of them just came in a few minutes ago. Red Sox need to fire Alex Cora. How can a manager with that much talent not even win 80 games by mid-September?
Well, that's not going to happen.
We
heard earlier this week that Red Sox ownership clearly support Alex Cora. They say we have the right manager. The fall guy for this season is Dave Dombrowski, their general manager. And, you know, Nick, maybe we ought to take a break and come back and talk about that because you know, I've got my own feelings on that, whether or not this was the right thing for the Red Sox organization to do.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, we can do that if you like.
All right, let's take a break. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Text line 37937. Kordishian Coit continues on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.